Welcome to Prodigy Generation Podcast, the place where purpose meets power and vision aligns with the kingdom. I'm your host, Dami Dara, and this is the podcast dedicated to raising a kingdom-minded individuals who are excelling the fullness of God on earth. Each episode is designed to inspire, equip, and challenge you to rise as a true prodigy, working in excellence, authority, and divine purpose. This is more than a podcast, it's a mandate. Let's build, let's grow, and let the kingdom come. Let's dive into what we have today, which is the kingdom lifestyle. That is the style of living that reflects the attitude and values of God's kingdom here on earth. As a kingdom-minded person, it is expedient for you to align every area of your life, which is your thought, words, actions, habits, and choices with the values and principles of God's kingdom. It's not just about you living as a believer, but as an ambassador of heaven on earth, according to 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. You have to fully represent God in every area of your life. The question is, do you have kingdom courtesy? How do you think? How do you talk, how do you act, and even eat as a kingdom-minded person? The third question is, when people see you, what is their first impression about you? What would they say about you? What kind of kingdom will be in their head that you represent? The last question here is, how best can you describe the kingdom you represent by that lifestyle you choose to live? As a person whose aim is to manifest the kingdom of God on earth, it is expedient for you to have a courtesy that aligns with the kingdom principle. That is a spiritual culture of respect, humility, love rooted in God's words, which goes beyond social manners. Do you have kingdom courtesy? You know, some of us will say, oh, this person also have courtesy in eating. This person does not have courtesy in talking. But the question to you, do you have kingdom courtesy? Do you talk in humility? Do you talk in humility? Or you are so proud that people cannot talk to you? Remember the Bible says, God give grace to the humble and despise the proud heart. You have to reflect the character of Christ. How you treat others. How best did you respect your spiritual leaders, your parents, and those God has placed above you? How best did you treat everyone around you? Do you treat them with dignity regardless of their status? Or how best do you use your word to edify the people around you? Do you tear them down with your words, or you lift them up with your words? How best did you serve others with pure heart, just like the way Jesus washed his disciples' feet? As a kingdom-minded person, you have to think internally and not temporally. Think beyond this world, because this world you see is going to pass away. According to Revelation, there will be new earth and new heaven. Are you thinking temporarily or you're thinking internally? You have to renew your mind daily. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you talk, do you talk like a kingdom citizen who speaks life, hope, truth, and purpose to the people around you? Or do you talk in fear or with boldness as someone who has kingdom authority? Colossians 4 verse 6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Do you talk sharpish to people? Do you talk in a rash manner and people look at you and say, and you call yourself a Christian? How best do you talk to people around you? your words lift people around you up, or your words kill them. You don't just have to carry a knife to kill someone. Words alone can kill someone. Are you lifting people with your words, or you're pulling down people with your words? Let your words reveal your identity in Christ and reflect His character. Avoid gossip, slander, complaining, and corrupt communication. Encourage with your words, uplift with your words, and speak with kingdom authority. Another thing is, how best do you act and living out the kingdom? Matthew 5 verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It is expedient for you to demonstrate kingdom excellence in that work that you do, in that relationship that you are into, and that responsibility that you are carrying. Just like the way Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego acted in front of King Nebuchadnezzar. You know what I'm about to say, I know you may find it funny, but really, it's not actually funny, because it's part of our way of life. How do you eat and care for the body? You might be saying, "Oh, Dami, what's this funny? How do you expect me to eat?" But really, your body is the temple of God. And there are ways you ought to eat, like the royalty you are. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Do you eat with dignity and honor as the princess and prince of the Most High God that you claim to be? Or do you eat like a gluttonous person? Like, I don't understand. How best do you eat that curry that you claim to, that is the only food you have in your store? How best do you eat it? Do you eat it as if when you are eating your fried rice and chicken? You have to practice self-control and discipline in your consumption habit. Avoid harmful substances or addiction to food or drink. That should not control you. That marijuana should not control you. That cocaine should not control you, because it is harmful to your body. Do you bless your food before eating? Do you give gratitude to God for giving you the privilege to have mouth to eat, to have that food to eat? How do you dress and appear in front of people? Do you dress modestly in royalty manner? Or you dress sharpishly, dressing naked and thinking that is a trend? You have to dress modestly and in a way that reflects your identity as a royalty. As a child of God, you have to manifest the kingdom of God on earth by living the kingdom pattern, which is heavenly standard. You're not supposed to copy out the world things or live. For the Bible says you are in the world, but you're not of the world. The world is not changed by noise, but by demonstration. How best are you demonstrating God's kingdom on earth? Let your life become a sermon that people can emulate and glorify God in heaven. Let your excellence speak. Let your peace, even in storm, become a testimony of another kingdom. So today, make a shift. Let heaven's culture redefine your thinking, your speaking, and your
thinking. Thank you for joining us on Prodigy Generation Podcast. If today's episode says something in you, then keep it to yourself. Kindly share with someone who is ready to walk in purpose. Follow us on Spotify for more content that will ignite your walk with God. Until next time, keep walking in excellence, purpose, and divine power. Let the kingdom come.